aye. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Cobb. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the vouchers. Of the general fund is number 52481 to 52515, with the exception of 52503, which will hold until the next meeting. Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers, 52481 to 52515, with the exception of 52503. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, the only people bringing in any money are transfer stations. We've been averaging anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 a week. So he's paying the bills right now. In our regular accounts, we have $750,886.66. And in the ambulance account, we have $383,618.85.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comments on agenda items, Norm?
Yeah, did we miss number seven?
Yeah.
We did.
Number five.
And number five?
Yeah. It's hard for us to see because we're reading.
I'm all fogged up here. Well, we better go back and approve the agenda. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Okay, motion been made and seconded. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Now we'll reapprove the vouchers, 52481 to 52515, with the exception of?
52503.
52503.
So moved.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number seven, approval of the minutes of the June 17th meeting.
I'll move for approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the June 17th, 2020 regular meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report again.
Again?
Again.
All right.
We have to approve the agenda before we can do it.
That's true. Okay, and again, the only one making any money.
We don't want to get in any trouble here.
That's right. The only one making any money is Keith. And so, in our regular accounts, we have $750,886.66. And in the ambulance account, we have $383,618.85.
I'll move for approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried now. Public comment on agenda items. Just to clear something up, because I'm sure you all are wondering what the 52503 is for. It's for a check to Pitlick and Wick, which is my employer. And so we could not approve the rest of them if we had that included, because it would be unethical for me to do so. So we'll remove that and we'll do it some other time. All right. Item number 10, we'll.
Put that on.
Yeah, we'll put it to the end of the meeting if Gloria shows. Otherwise, we'll have to table those to a future meeting. Item number 11, discussion, possible action, reset date for special town meeting regarding the firehouse construction. And item number 12 is discussion, possible action, reset date for the annual town meeting. I'd like to possibly take those both at the same time. I called Daniel Chapman over at the tribe. Their stay-at-home order goes until August 1st. And rescinded their resolution in terms of businesses such as a casino, campground, those type of things, restaurants, but they still haven't placed their resolution for gatherings in excess of 10 people. So we'll have to reset the date for both of those meetings till after August 1st. My thought was too, we could, rather than hold two separate meetings, we do have the option to bring that firehouse construction up at the annual meeting. That is important to be done at that meeting. So I guess with the...
What's the 51st Monday in August?
That would be on August 3rd.
So kind of February, August 3rd, on the evening.
Do it at 5 o'clock like we were going to do the fire station one?
Yes.
Okay, so only have one meeting, the annual meeting, set at August 3rd at 5 p.m. and have it included in that meeting, the firehouse construction.
Would be an agenda item on that?
Correct.
Okay, so does that post the one meeting?
Yes.
And that's an agenda item?
That'd be an agenda item, so in the posting it'll show that.
Okay.
That sounds good. I'll vote for that.
Okay.
And then, like I said, if we have time, if we have to change it, we'll change it. But at this time, let's set it for the 3rd at 5 p.m.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to reset the annual town meeting for August 3rd at 5 p.m. and for it to include the firehouse construction portion that was going to be at a separate town meeting.
Okay. Question on that.
Yes.
The masks are going to be required at that meeting, and it should be so noted, I think, in the posting.
I will.
And possibly provide some if people show up without.
I can get some from the ambulance. You
we got a meeting that night, so it's not going to fit in with us that day.
Oh,
well, we want them.
We got a meeting at 6.
Well, you got to be there.
Can you, one of them would have to be changed.
One of them has to be changed.
Can you change your meeting?
Highly unlikely, because that's going to be pictures from all the newspapers.
What time is your meeting?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, we have to change.
You want to do it to that next Monday?
Yeah, for
the
next Monday.
10?
Is that the 10th?
Does that date good with you, sir?
No, you can have your mask.
Okay.
Okay. You want to amend your motion?
I'll amend it to the 10th of August at 5 p.m.
Okay, I'll second that amendment. Motion been made and seconded to change that to August 10th for both meetings. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. So it'll be August 10th at 5 p.m. Item number 13, discussion, possible action, approval of the hatchery contract. Wayne couldn't make it here today, but he did provide us with a copy of it.
This is pretty standard. We have that line item.
Yep.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Okay, I'll second that. Yes, Jim.
Can you read this proposal then?
Yeah, it's to the town of Lac du Flambeau from Russell Wolf, the Lac du Flambeau Treble Fish Hatchery. Items purchased, fry, walleye quantity, $1,600,000 for a total of $16,000. Total purchase price, $16,000. Agreement is binding unless deposit is tendered with completed agreement. Special forms are instruction, lakes to be stocked, be it sugar bush chain with $300,000, white sand, $220,000, Pokegama, $220,000, Flambeau with $220,000, big crawling stone with $220,000, Fence Lake with $220,000, and Bolton Lake with $200,000. best efforts contract. Seller is obligated to employ its best efforts to provide the quantities ordered and will not fulfill orders made later in time if it would jeopardize performance of this contract. Seller is not responsible for non-performance due to circumstances beyond its control, which would not reasonably have been prevented or which are common hazards of fish culture such as die-off due to power failure, for example.
Matt, were any of those extended growth?
No.
We had talked about bringing that up at this time to have extended growth. Did you ever do that to them?
We're waiting for them. We can't make a decision without them coming forward and presenting it to us.
Yeah, they have to get us something on that, and they haven't yet.
The extended growth, when you were here last time, I talked to him about it because I know you asked me at last meeting. He says that, and he said this at the meeting last year too, the extended growth wouldn't be, what was the terminology? It would be beneficial to spend our money on that because we wouldn't get a bang for our buck. He says what they needed more was money for the food to feed the fry.
But I think the tribe, besides these numbers, these are not the only fish going into these.
No.
I understand that.
Because it's double too.
But I'm saying
that the extended growth, we wouldn't get much for what we could offer them extra.
Right, the 16,000 won't even put a dent in it.
No.
Well, we don't have to keep those same numbers.
I understand that. That's why we need them to come before us and explain it to us, and they don't, haven't been here, so.
Because what did he say, 80% of the fry get predated in a year's time anyway?
No.
Okay.
At least 80% get predated.
They're putting extended growths in here
each year anyway.
He didn't say that, remember?
It's not happening.
I don't even remember.
It's just that we haven't been presented a program that we could get our arms around and figure out
that we can purchase the fish. I mean, I can't remember, and I don't want to speak for Wayne, but their numbers are like 30 million fry a year that they provide. I mean, it's an astronomical number. This is the town's way of trying to help the hatchery in doing and running their program over there.
And he said that their biggest cost is
food.
So technically what we would do, more like with a presentation, is we would buy one or two semi-loads of minnows for the fish.
Food for them, yeah.
So we're not actually buying a product.
We're not buying the fish, we're buying the food, and then they can stock the extended growth.
Right.
What other fish do they stock? You mentioned that.
I don't know. I know they stock muskies. They were stocking brown trout. I don't know if they have that program anymore.
It's alternate years, though. They don't stock both in the same calendar year.
You know, that's why it's tough to say without Wayne here. I don't know exactly how their program works over there.
So if you have any questions, you can give them to me because he did want to thank the town board for everything. Sorry, he couldn't be here today. If they had any questions, they could give them to me and I could email him. And he went over.
I don't know about it with this pandemic, but they've always been, I mean, Larry Longus has always been really good. If you stop in there just about any time, they'll stop what they're doing and then do an explanation. It doesn't like to get anything.
They've never been able to give us a tour or a program, but then COVID
came.
They're
very proud of that operation. And they do a lot of.
And I guess they should be. That's just a wonderful thing. I didn't know if you want me to ask them about the food or if you want to do something for the food or...
Yeah, well,
it might be a good idea to ask and we can put it on a future agenda and hopefully
get some ideas
on it.
What?
Okay.
What lake was after Pokegama between Big Crow and Pokegama?
Flammo.
Oh, Flammo. Thank you.
I didn't hear what you said about the bid opening for Thunderbird Lake.
We're holding on that to see if Gloria shows. If she doesn't, we'll have to table it.
You can't participate.
I can't participate. I don't want to be accused of unethical
behavior.
We're not going
to open them. We're not going to open them, but I'm going to let you know who sent them, okay, because we won't accept anymore.
Let's finish the hatchery contract.
Okay, so
motion for approval.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the hatchery contract in the amount of $16,000. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We'll move on up, back up to item number 10, which is discussion possible action, the bid opening at Thunderbird Lane. I cannot participate in that, so without Gloria here, we wouldn't be able to open them and review them and give any approval, because I don't want to be accused of any unethical behavior, as I have been in the past, so.
Yeah, I just have to add, I mean, the bids that we've received by the deadline is American Asphalt of Wisconsin, and that would be out of Mozamine. We have Farner Asphalt, Iron River, we have Pidlick and Whitney. So it's just Pidlick and Whitney, Farner, and American Asphalt.
So, Jim?
Didn't we already let bids to meet our budget?
No, we had some additional money after the other bids in our budget, so the board decided to take bids on Thunderbird Lane also and try to get some more work done this year. So at, I guess at this time, we need a motion to table those until our next meeting.
Yes.
And we're not going to hold a special meeting. People were upset about that last time, so we'll just have to wait until our
July 15th?
July 15th meeting, and hopefully there isn't any problems with whoever might be the successful bidder in getting the work done in time. Is there a motion to table that until the July 15th?
I'll make that motion to table it.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to table it until the July 15th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:22.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that. Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you for coming on this beautiful summer day. Go out and enjoy some of the weather. Enjoy the beautiful place we have here. Oh, boating.
Yeah, that's for the tourists.